Addressing habits for modifying nutrition and physical activity behaviors in lower income urban children and families. Dr. Andrickel? Thank you. Okay. And help me welcome Dr. Andrickel, please.
Good morning. Lots of great ideas this morning. I'm going to take some of those back home with me. Today I'm going to be speaking about a program that was funded through what's called the Healthiest Wisconsin Partnership dollars, funded through Blue Cross Blue Shield out in the state of Wisconsin. I have no relationships to disclose, and hopefully today what I will provide for you is a description of the first phase of a community-based participatory research effort, reporting information on lifestyle behaviors of low-income minority children in the city of Milwaukee, and also telling you a little bit about some of the strategies that we've been using for addressing those needs through community-based interventions at neighborhood centers. There is a collection of 8 neighborhood centers in the city of Milwaukee. They are united, and they are called the United Neighborhood Centers of Milwaukee. And the idea here is to advance those community strengths and support growth in those communities through collaborative efforts. And this just shows you the various logos of those agencies. The mission of what's called UNCOM for the United Neighborhood Centers of Milwaukee is that they were founded in 1995. They're committed to a citywide force of centers working together, serving urban youth and families, and focusing on providing opportunities to enhance the quality of life and solutions for challenges. As you might imagine, as any large urban area, there's a lot of violence, lack of facilities for physical activity. Most basketball nets are gone in the neighborhoods, and lots of shootings, so kids have a limited ability to be getting out and playing and walking around and such. National trends, as we all know in this room, is that there are increasing rates of overweight and obesity in children related to increases in calorie intake. Food and beverage consumption are obviously related to that, and an increase in television viewing. Why is there an increase? Again, the bottom line is energy balance, which other speakers have related to. We focused on this project with the not just the energy balance with calories consumed and activity, but also looking at how food is prepared. Many of these parents work 2 and 3 jobs. It's a lot easier at 6 o'clock to run through McDonald's, and it's cheaper. And so teaching moms, for example, or fathers, how to prepare ahead, maybe on the weekend, getting everything ready for the week, and pulling it out of the freezer and popping it in the microwave. Other issues adding to the obesity crisis is food away from home. I remember as a graduate student 100 years ago when I was taking a health promotion class, and we were talking about nutrition, and holy cow, we had to actually think about where people ate their food because more and more people were eating in the car. I'm telling you, it was a long time ago, and when I think about it now, it was like a new idea that we had to actually ask that question, well, where do you actually eat your food if it's not at the kitchen table? And so many of us eat food away from home, particularly as we found in our study as students get older in the junior high and high school years. Youth ages 8 to 13, national data shows 17% of children as overweight, and a high likelihood of obesity transfers from adolescent into adulthood. And as we know, there are a number of chronic diseases associated with it. We also know that the public health environment is very amenable to change concerning youth. So our project is entitled the Citywide Nutrition and Physical Activity for Urban Children and Families Project, and the goal is to advance community strengths and growth by teaching and supporting healthy lifestyles, nutrition and physical activity for urban children and their families in Milwaukee. The items that are being passed out, there is something that says the 2008 UNCOM Walk for Wellness, which I'll speak about that event in a little bit. but it talks on the very bottom of that sheet of all the partners. These are the key partners. But as you know, in public health, it's you can't do anything alone, and it's much more fun and successful if you have many partners. We also use the We Can program, and you should have a back-to-back brochure on that program. And we'll go into some of the detail about that program, but it's available. It's free online. You can use their logo. It's put out by the federal government. And We Can stands for Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition. It's a national program which targets children 8 to 13, and as well as their parents and caregivers, both in the home and community settings. And the website is up there as well. It's on the brochure, though. It's a collaborative effort. This particular campaign was created by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and the National Cancer Institute. And, oof, it's kind of hard to see on there, but this shows you the sites. There's over 832 communities that are using this. Intensive sites, there are 80, which means they're in phase two and three of the We Can program. And total countries that are involved are 11. There is curriculum. I won't go into the detail of all these curriculum. We selected those curriculum that were appropriate for the needs of our community. The UNCOM agencies, the neighborhood centers, are not traditional schools. They do have after-school programs as well as programs that are conducted on the weekend. I'm going to report out briefly a voluntary cross-sectional survey that was conducted as part of this first phase of our study and our program. We were able to interview and survey 425 children from the ages 3 to 12 years old and 174 teens on nutrition and physical activity levels across these eight centers. What we found, which is not a surprise, it mirrors the percentages of diversity within these centers. 83% of the folks, the children that responded, were African American, 19% Latino, 12% white. 50% of the parents had high school education or less. Among the children or slash parents surveyed, 40% were overweight using a BMI greater than 85%. 23% were obese using a BMI greater than 95%. Age significantly influenced nutrition and physical activity behaviors, which we would expect. So as I mentioned earlier, the older children became, the less healthier their choices were in both physical activity and nutrition. We also found there were high percentages of TV time. 57% of toddlers and 67% of teens watched more than 3 hours of TV a day. That's pretty high, especially when you compare that nationally. Children watched a mean of 3.5 hours of TV and teens 3.8 hours daily. And children were playing computer 2.1 hours and teens 2.4 hours daily in addition to the TV. Only 20% of the children ate three or more vegetables, 28% ate three or more fruits, 20% were aware they should eat more vegetables, and only 10% more fruits, which is very consistent with our first speaker today as far as knowledge of what the daily recommendations are. And 29% of teens ate three or more fast food meals a week. And only of those, only 8% were aware they should eat less fast food. So the conclusions of this survey is the percent of overweight children in this population exceeds federal recommendations and national averages. Priorities for lifestyle changes then that we determined based on these findings and based on what we found through interviews of parents and children is that parents really wanted their children to drink more water, 29%. 22% more vegetables, 23% of teens wanted more physical activity, and 42% wanted to drink more water. And finally, 46% wanted to drink less sugar-sweetened beverages. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it was enough to start moving for changes within our system of the centers, as well as specific programs that were offered to the children after school. More physical activity was a significant priority for those that had a high BMI. Eating less fast food was also a significant high priority for those interviewed. And children with a BMI greater than or equal to 85% had less physical activity than children that were had a BMI less than 85%. So community-based interventions that we considered and are continuing to act on, we really wanted to help folks understand how to make better nutritional choices, how to reduce fast food consumption, how to increase their physical activity. Menus for Working Parents was a very popular program that we presented several times, and how to get kids to be more involved after school and reduce sedentary or screen time. I do want to point out a couple things on the handouts. There is an article that was published in the Milwaukee Journal on this particular program. And one of the things we found is the more that we marketed this program, the more energy and more funding we got locally and through state funders. We are actually next week we're putting in for another grant, phase three of this grant, and we're going to be looking at employees within the neighborhood centers. We took out pop machines, we took out junk food machines, but we got a lot of kickback from the employees. Hey, what happened to the nachos and the Fritos? And you know, we know that role modeling is very, very important. And so what we ended up doing was doing some side programs for the employees, but realizing that maybe an employee wellness program, which another prior speaker spoke about, was an important next step. So in addition to supporting parents and children, we're also going to be supporting the employees so that there's good role modeling. And last but not least, the 2008 Uncom Walk for Wellness was a huge success. We had 600 people participate from the various Uncom agencies. It rained, unfortunately, so there was a tornado and rain on the same day, so we ended up bringing it inside. So it was quite chaotic, but we had a marching band, and it was a lot of fun. And as you might imagine, we had free meals given out by Subway. They were all healthy subs and no potato chips. And, you know, kids, we had extra food, so families were taking it home. But it was a great event. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Andrico. Our final presentation for this session is going to be